The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
He's such a...
And I can squirt from a distance.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
I've choked a poop.
It happens.
You son of a bitch.
Punch it, bitch.
He's a grade A bitch.
Pressure's on, bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Grade A prime bitch.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you, bye.
I'm gay.
Well, my.
All right, nice to have you along. This is our club hour of the radio program, where we goof off as if we don't do enough of that already.
Exactly.
Here we are doing it again.
But this time it's sanctioned. The other stuff is kind of like off the books, you know, whereas this is like state-sponsored. This is state-sponsored jackassery.
It's what the people have come to expect.
A lot of people are saying...
A lot of people saying.
Club 1080.
Where it's at.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was putting my... I got one of those mag cases, you know, like these little guys here.
Yeah, I do that for my wallet, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he's like...
I no longer have to carry a money clip because of that.
Yeah.
And I...
Yeah, I keep that on the back of the phone, too.
Keeping my stuff tight.
It's only one... It's one less thing I can forget.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can consolidate to one thing you can drop or forget...
Yeah.
It's better.
I had to go back to a key for my car. I was keyless for like months, but I had a kerfuffle situation, and now I'm panicked. So now I have to carry a key with me.
How many times are you going to lose that?
What?
The key.
The nice part is now I kind of just put it like in my bag, like in a pocket, and I never take it out. Because if I stand by my car, then the key, you know, it just opens.
Yeah, you don't need it to actually put in the ignition.
It just sits in my pocket. But
like my car.
The car I got, I could just do my phone. I didn't need any, I don't have a key to my house. I have electronic locks on that. And my car was all off my phone. I just put my car in the little tray and I could start it and it was fine. And then one day I was going through and I got the low tire pressure warning. So I was like, oh, so I pulled into like an America's Best, whatever, you know, to get my tire filled. And the guy's like, all right, you know, he's like, turn off the car. So I turned off the car, put air in my tire. And he said, do you want me to check and see if that's a flat? I was like, nah, it's like, okay. I'm like, if it happens again, I'll go to deal or whatever. So I go to start the car, won't start. And I'm like, what? So I put the phone in the tray, hit the little button again, nothing. So now I'm kind of sitting there and it's like a Saturday and there's like cars behind me, like lined up and I'm sitting there and it's not working. And the guy's like, dude, are you all right? And I'm like, well, no, I'm like, my car won't start. And he's like, was the battery dead? I'm like, no, it's all turned on. So I have to explain to him that the phone's the key and it's not working. And I was like, this hasn't happened before. So I turn off the car. I get out of the car. I'm trying all these things, not working. I even call the roadside assistance from the manufacturer. And I'm like, hey man, like my car's not starting. And he goes, well, what do you, and I'm like, I don't have the key. The phone is the key. So he's walking me through it. He's trying to remote start the car. We're like 35 minutes into this now. And they've put rubber or the cones around my car, and they've had to move the mobile inflation station somewhere else.
Technology, am I right?
Dude, and I just feel like such an idiot, and the guys were so nice, and I was like, I don't know what to do, man. And he's like, well, do you have a key? And I said, yeah, back at my house. It's insane. And they actually took, one of the guys there took the BTJ, drove to my house to get the key. And the guy on the customer service guy from the actual car manufacturer is like telling me, he goes, it won't work. He goes, there's something wrong with the sensor. He goes, even if you have the key, the your car is not recognizing the switch. It's not ready. He goes, because if I can't do it remotely, there's nothing you can do. So he sends a tow truck for me. This is not, we're 45 minutes into this. I feel like the world's biggest idiot. This dude's looking at me like, look at this idiot in his electric car. It doesn't work. You can tell he's like, this is why you don't buy an electric car, you jackass. They go back, and they brought the key. I get the key in the car that the guy told me wouldn't work, and immediately the car starts up, and the tow truck comes pulling up. So now I have to tell the tow truck driver, I don't need him. We're good. Thing was like an hour plus. And because of that, by the way, after that, my phone started the car. I have not had that happen a single time after. I've tried it a bunch of times with just my phone, and it works every time. Had the car for a year, but I will never trust it to not have the key again. Mm. I'm paranoid about it.
The plight of a rich white man.
Mm. For like six glorious months, no keys. Not a single key in my life, and it was amazing.
But that 1 hour of inconvenience.
I'm telling you, man, on a busy day, and people are honking at you, and you don't know what to do, and it's like a new car, and it's not, tell me you wouldn't feel like a schmuck that you just are mucking up everyone's works.
Oh, I'd feel like a schmuck for sure.
Yes.
Not saying it wouldn't.
Someone said, damn it, Sue, that was you that made me wait that day at the tire shop. Yes, it was. And I actually went back and was apologizing to people. I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't stop my... And they're like, you don't have a key? And I was like, no, the phone's the key. It's supposed to work. And the guy's like, you didn't bring a key? I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't know.
Well, you know, technology.
Don't trust technology.
I know, man. I'm telling you, look, we've got a lot of new stuff around here.
Yeah.
It doesn't work half as well as the stuff we used to have.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
We got all this new stuff. Yeah. The more technology we get, the worse it works.
The moment you think that technology is, like, on your side, it will rear up to kick you in the balls. And by the way, I called back to, like, when I called the guy to cancel the tow truck, like the main guy, it was like, he was like in New York or whatever. And I was like, well, what's the explanation? Should I not, you know, should I take this in to get looked at? And the guy's like, I don't know. He's like, he goes, you can just, if it happens, he's like, if it happens again, I'm like, what happens if it happens and I'm not right by a tire shop? What happens if it's somewhere where I'm nowhere near anything? The guy's like, eh.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
It's a good question. He goes, you might want to carry a key. Well, then all of a sudden, the keyless feature isn't so cool.
Yeah.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Freaking American cars. It's not an American car, but.
The worst part is it's only going to get worse because we're getting older.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Wait till the first time you have, like, we have the driverless car and then it, like, it just starts to take you in the wrong place or just stops.
I just jump out.
Have you ever ridden in one of the Waymos?
No.
Yeah.
My kid has.
We took one down in Scottsdale and we needed the car to pull over and Waymo wouldn't pull over. And it was a bit harrowing.
Well, what'd you do?
We had to cancel the ride.
Like, so it would stop?
Yeah. Like, one of us needed to get out of the Waymo immediately. And Waymo would not pull over. I think we were, like, on a road that it probably said we couldn't. And we were, like, panicked. And so we ended up canceling the ride. Waymo pulls over, get out of the car to take care of the business that had to get taken care of. And while we got out of the car...
Oh, they had to pee?
No, it was
the deuce.
No, it was a heavy night of
coming up.
Oh,
I-5.
He had to puke.
Yeah, he had to puke.
Oh God!
Waymo took off on us.
Ah, that's a he left.
It left. So we thought no big deal. We can't.
Got time for your puke.
So we canceled the ride, thinking we had to pay for whatever we used, and so we figured we'd get out.
Gross.
And so everyone's laughing. So you get out, like bleh, bleh, side of the road, and we thought no big deal. Bleh. We'll just hire the Waymo again. No, Waymo left.
Good.
And we were like in the middle, like this was like 2:33 in the morning. There wasn't like another Waymo anywhere around us. We had to reorder a Waymo. It took like 20 minutes to get there. Son of a bitch drove off on us.
What if the Uber driver did that to you?
I'd be so pissed.
You'd be livid.
Livid.
But Waymo, you're like, technology.
What do you do, Waymo?
My brother caught a Waymo in rush hour traffic in San Francisco, and he said one of the big flaws is that because it's so safety inclined, when there are big backups, it will not stick its nose out to, like, pull out of a side street to get onto a main street. So it just sits there until someone lets you in.
Oh, really?
And if no one lets you in, you just sit there.
This is why I'm just going to wait on all of this.
Yeah.
Call me in 20 years. By that time, I'll be dead. dead.
Imagine, like, you're all, we're all a little liquored up, and we're just, like, yelling at the Waymo. Waymo, pull over! Waymo, we, someone needs to pee. Like, you're just shouting commands, and Waymo's like, I don't know. So it's just, it's like, panicked. Like, is it, it works when you're, like, you know, when it's doing what it's meant to do, but when you had the first little deviation, Waymo's like, I'm not programmed for this.
Well, the engineers that programmed the car, not big drinkers.
No.
The other one that I hear happens is that,
they didn't
again,
plan for that.
For the safety inclined, if they get onto really narrow streets where people are, like, parked on the sides, yeah, and you kind of have to take your turns, a Waymo does not know what to do and another car is heads up with it. It just sits there.
Yeah. Panics. Well, let me just tell the Waymo people, if we're renting a Waymo at 3 a.m. and it maybe it's coming from a gentleman's club, you should understand what you're getting yourself into. There needs to be a late night Waymo mode.
Waymos are also getting attacked. I don't know if you've seen the stories about that.
Yeah, why are people attacking
well,
the Waymo?
It's
AI
just
and the technology.
Yeah, it's a big tech inequality statement.
Well, it is coming for, like, AI is coming for every one of our jobs.
That's right.
We are going to basically put our own...
not Buck's job, though.
No.
What? Why not?
You know how many, like, you fast forward this thing a few years, we are going to screw ourselves over with AI so very hard. We're dooming ourselves.
All right. The first story up for bids here is the one I've teased 15 times. Will we get to it? The latest travel trend next on The Fan. Hot new travel trend. I'm wondering if you're going to hop in on this one.
Talk to me.
Get in on this.
Oh, man.
Do you like to travel?
Honeymooners are bringing their parents on their romantic trip.
Which is worse? People bringing their parents to job interviews or bringing your parents on the honeymoon?
Ooh. I'm going to say job interview.
Job interview?
I'm not sure I ever bought that. I know that that was something that people said was happening. I can't imagine that happened in the past. Parents in a job interview.
I put nothing by the what is it? What I don't even know what generation this is. The generation I can't do anything.
Are we on Gen Z?
I think ones who are adults right now are Gen Z, but the kids who are growing up right now are Gen Alpha.
Alpha.
I've seen Gen Alpha kids freak out over having to make a phone call,
order off a menu, stuff like that.
Yeah, I would put nothing past them. Nothing.
Honeymooners are bringing their parents along on their romantic trip, with chatter on social media indicating that some in-laws are even inviting themselves. Honeymoon crashing parents. Boy, that'd be rough.
Boy, you want to, well, it's one thing. I mean, if you're dumb enough to invite your parents on the honeymoon, but the idea of your parents just showing up, what? Although I told you. I do know someone that I
think, you think would do this.
I do. Yeah. I'm being dead serious on this. They're wonderful, but in no way, if someone told me that this had happened, and it's one, not the other, but if one of them had done that, I would, there would be no shock whatsoever on my face. I'd actually be like, yeah, sounds about right.
Well, I think what's happening here is, one, I think kids are wanting the parents to pay for it.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Because there is that element. If mom and dad are there, you know, it's on you.
They'll pay for it. Yeah. And they'll sacrifice. Because I think the idea of just the traditional honeymoon, maybe for the younger generation, isn't.
Sure.
Like, they'd rather say, oh, if mom and dad will pay for it, I don't care. They can be there.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're just going to hang by a pool? Yeah. They're not going to be there when we actually do it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, if mom and dad are willing to spring and they've got a room in a different part of the hotel.
Yeah, now we're staying at the Four Seasons instead of our road trip to Walla Walla.
I can see that line of thinking.
Yeah.
And I don't hate it.
you don't hate it?
Well, I mean, for the kids. It's not a bad deal for the kids.
Huh.
As long as you don't, I mean, if you don't get along with your parents or it's like it's a rough relationship, that's tough. But,
That I don't know. I just think that is... That is so...
What if they stayed in the bedroom with you?
That is so weird and also cheap. I can't...
Well, I don't have any understanding of why the parents would do that.
Yeah.
I can see why the kids may want the parents to pay for it, but I cannot wrap my head around why a parent would do that. I just don't... I don't see it. I don't...
That's called...
You want to talk about being...
That's called the helicopter.
Out of touch. Yeah. I mean, that's like... Dude.
It's a boundary issue.
Wake up.
and that's the thing, is it is a boundary issue, and some parents have boundary issues where they just, you know, they want to be involved in everything.
So a lot of
You ever met that, did you ever have like Mother's Day, Father's Day at weekend at your college?
Yeah.
Parents weekend. Of course. Mom's or dad's
Did your
weekend,
parents ever go?
Boy.
Yeah.
I don't. I think dad might have come up for dad's weekend.
Once.
I think my dad came for dad's weekend once.
Yeah, I don't know that mom really gave a rip.
Because there are people that really, 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 really like going to those. And I think those are the sorts of people that would go to a honeymoon.
Well, mom's weekend, at least they're invited. I remember mom's weekend at KU. Man, it was fun.
It's a little sideways.
All the old drunk ladies at the bar.
I just think
dad's was lame, but
I think there's a lot of parents that are like, it to them it's just one big party, and so let's go party. It's just an excuse to go. It's an excuse to throw down and relive the youth.
So some of the Redditor's comments, one wrote, as long as the parents and in-laws are invited and the newlyweds have a separate bedroom, I don't really see a problem. Another said, I was 5 months pregnant on my honeymoon, so we only went to the coast for a few days, but my husband invited his brother so they could go fishing.
This guy says, my wife and I did a stop in Frankfurt to see my sister on our honeymoon, which...
I guess in Rome.
Yeah, she's in Germany and
you're all the way over there.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. I mean, let's be honest, not every honeymoon, you're not humping every minute of the day.
One user shared first... Yeah, really.
Bucks all, man.
One user shared, my first wedding was in Vegas, and I kid you not, at the hotel, my mother-in-law was somehow assigned not only the room next door, but an adjoining room, as in there was direct access from one room to the other.
Boy, see, that's
those doors should have locks, though, right?
I don't care, dude.
They're supposed to.
That's weird. That is weird.
That is a weird thing. Like, you know, this happens in a lot of hotels where you have the adjoining door, but it's always locked. Mm-hmm. Why did they... What is that door for?
It's like, so if I've done this before where when I would travel, if you have kids or you have a party, you can have adjoining rooms. And then
they'll unlock it for you?
Yeah. It's that. Yeah.
So, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've never had to use that or never really thought about it.
But... I've done it before where I've traveled with the kids, and because some hotel rooms don't really have the option of having like a private bedroom. So you just get two rooms, stick them by each other. And, you know, if you want, then you got the... You know, you have your own space and you can shut the door, but, you know, you're right there.
So did I tell you about the room? I've never seen a room like this. I think I told you about this. On our drive back from Kansas, moving my parents, there was this was in Boise, outside of Boise.
Yeah.
There was a room with four queens.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just a regular hotel room?
Yeah, and it was just two on each side of a dividing wall. And there wasn't really, it was a doorway, but not a door. It was like two hotel rooms with two queens, but there were four queens, and it was the same price as a regular hotel room.
Huh.
It was weird, but it was perfect for us because we had three dudes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then a Lene Kakua.
I've never seen that in my life. There was one time, the only time that I've had anything remotely interesting happen with the split room is, I think we were in San Francisco or LA. I took my kids down. I think it was San Francisco because I think we went down to see a Giants game. And I drove my kids down there and we just stayed in one room. So we didn't have the split. But you know, when the kids are little, when you get to a hotel room, the kids immediately, they screw with everything. They open every drawer, they open every door. And I don't remember if it was my son or my daughter, but they opened they opened it and there was a hot. On the other side.
What was she doing?
None. She just was a hot. And she had the door open.
Doing hot things?
No. It was just kind of one of those where, like, I remember hearing, like, hello? Like, and I, like, kind of looked over and I was like, what? There's a hot. There's a hot next door. And then there was, like, a brief moment. And she was like, oh, sorry. And then she shut the door. And
why
I was like,
it unlocked?
She appears. I don't know. The hot. Because she had opened the hot, had the door open for some reason.
Maybe she wanted you.
She was there. He was there long before me.
Invitation.
I don't think that's what happened. And that was it. That was the only, it was kind of one of those weird things where I just was like, oh, there's a hot. And then that's it. Door shut and never saw her again for the rest of the, rest of the trip. I wish there was like a cooler part to that story.
If you look like Tom Brady, I bet you would have saw her again.
Right, again, exactly. But she's like, what? This guy with like some awesome Asian kids hanging out. Man, what a party. I did always wonder, was she like hoping that like some, there'd be like some hot dude single? Like she's kept that door open just in case? Because she was very attractive. And I thought it was weird that that door was open.
That is odd.
But only time I've ever had any sort of experience with the open door.
Would you like to learn about Jake the Rizbot?
Not really, but let's do it anyways.
Why not?
The Rizbot?
Yeah. He's a robot with Riz.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but all right.
And he talks.
This is the AI coming for all of us again.
It's a robot.
Well, soon it's going to be stealing your wife.
That is next, but first here's Buck.
Let me just say real quick that the ESPYs is the dumbest thing that ESPN does, and that's saying something because
you're doing better than this.
They have Stephen A. Smith and whatnot. But they hired Shane Gillis, the comedian, to host the ESPYs, and I'm watching a bunch of the clips of him hosting. One of the best things in sports is watching uncomfortable, biting-the-ass athletes not be able to handle jokes. And he is going full Norm MacDonald.
Who's he making fun of?
Everybody.
Well, but who's having trouble handling it?
He's making Caitlin Clark jokes, Deshaun Watson jokes, Shedeur Sanders jokes.
Is Deshaun Watson there?
No, but he had a Deshaun Watson joke, and they showed a bunch of NFL players, and they were like, oh my God. He said, what was the keep your hands where my eyes can see them? Was that the Missy Elliott song? He said, that's also what they say when Deshaun Watson goes in to get a massage. And the crowd's just, none of the crowd's laughing. They're all just like recoiling in horror. And he even ended with the famous Norm MacDonald joke. I guess he ended his monologue with the Travis Hunter became the first two-way Heisman star or whatever, and that's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. So he did the exact same Norm MacDonald joke as a tribute to the late, great Norm MacDonald. Said Caitlin Clark, when she retires from the WNBA, is going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves, fist-fighting black women.
Oh, dear.
He had some bits on Bill Belichick's girlfriend. He went on a gambling bit, and he mentioned a bookie, and he goes, of course, that's what you call it when you read a bedtime story to Bill's girlfriend. He said They read stories like The Little Engine Who Could, but right after he took a little pill first.
He said, four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here, and pointed around the crowd, and he goes, just kidding, that's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players, and it was his buddy's wife. Just some black lady in the crowd. Oh, good times. You know, ESPN and all the athletes are all butt. Why are athletes so pretentious that they have a cob up their ass?
Self-importance.
Well, and their egos have been stroked almost their entire lives. Right. They're not used to people knocking them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just like that he is going. And the ESPYs is so dumb, there's no need to watch it, but the clips of Shane Gillis making everyone uncomfortable.
The monologue's decent.
The monologue was pretty funny. Mainly because he bombed, and no one laughed, and everyone was uncomfortable, which is what you're supposed to do at the ESPYs, in my opinion.
He did a what? This isn't okay? Disney said this was okay.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight at the White House. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. Good times. He made a Juan Soto getting arrested by ICE joke. That did not go over well at all. Oh, Shane. The broiest of the bros.
Somewhere Will Ortner is...
Oh, God.
...has his pants off.
The Will Ortners of the world, they touch themselves nightly to a statue of Shane Gillis. He is what every bro wishes that one day his final form can you know, like a The cocoon opens and you become Shane Gillis.
What do you want to hear about the Wild West meeting Wall-E?
The Wild West meeting Wall-E? Yeah, all right. What do we got?
Well, you're going to have to wait.
Oh, damn it.
Stole the Seggy.
Do yourself a favor. Look up some of the Gillis highlights. They're pretty good.
We're going to learn about Jake the Rizbot before we go.
The Rizzler.
That's next. Wrapping it up on The Fan. Well, we have a slick talking cowboy hat wearing robot that has been unleashed on the public.
Rizbot?
Yeah, his name's Jake the Rizbot. Says here that he stunned both Texas locals and the internet with its proficiency in both Gen Z and Gen Alpha slang while out on the town last week, even inspiring a Bitcoin in its honor.
Oh, boy. There's now a Rizbot coin?
Oh, yeah. You're nobody unless you have a coin.
I guess. By the way, these humanoid robots are just terrifying.
They're pretty weird. So this is child-sized. He's an AI-powered robot. He has a knockoff cowboy hat, and he wears a silver chain.
He's got, like, some Air Force Ones on or something.
And there's some video of him. He was in Austin, Texas, and it's... So he's basically training. They're training it. Him. It. Him or it?
I think it's it.
They. Them.
They. Them. I don't know.
The little engine did its best job of jogging down sidewalks and even talking to odd passersby. While splitting the latest... Good grief.
Doing great, buddy.
The little engine did its best to jog down sidewalks and even talked to odd passersby while spitting the latest slang clips shared online have shown.
Is it disturbing that robot could probably get laid easier than like half of the men in this country?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you want some of his lines?
Yeah, what do we got?
So, he's operated by a person through a wireless controller. He's manufactured by a Chinese-based company called Unitree Robotics. He's 4 feet tall, 77 pounds, sells for only about $16,000, but prices can vary.
Okay. That seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, $16,000 isn't...
No.
You would think it would be much more.
It's a used Accord.
He's still learning, though. He isn't quite able to go pick up ladies at the bars just yet, they say, but his riz is impressive. The man who owns and operates him accompanies him on his test runs. And so people were getting a kick out of him because he just go out at, you know, like late at night and throw him around. And
yeah, some of the clips are kind of, well, they're creepy, but they're kind of funny.
Well, the kids love it, you know. Then they're all drunk anyway.
Yeah.
So he says, "Hey, my name is Jake. It's nice to meet you." And then he'll say, "Perhaps better known as Rizbot." And all the girls go, "Ooh,
Jake."
He says, "Mahomi, that beard is cold and that mustache is hard. You look clean, nephew."
What?
Well, he speaks in slang.
Huh.
This is what he says.
Does he have an accent?
This is his riz.
Sound very cool.
No.
"Gee, that black smartwatch is straight iced out and that white tee's banging."
Well, all right. Way to go, Rizbot.
So you just loaded up a bunch of young person slang and let her rip.
By the way, is it really... I understand that like when kids speak in slang, it's cool and hip. But when someone outside of that demographic actually says those words...
Like a robot?
It sounds like the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Nah, fam, it's lit.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that that's coming out of your mouth, you're like, oh...
I can't pull that off.
You're like, oh my God. But when they say it, it's fantastic, I guess.
"You got that clean drip locked down. You got that boss energy, G, and you rocking it with style."
You have that boss... Imagine if we were hanging out on the golf course. I'm like, "Dude, you got that boss energy, G." Like, what?
"Props to you. You are a solid boss, for real," the bot said. Borrowing several terms from Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
And then did Gen Alpha, like, beat it with a bat? Have you seen that? Like, the... So these robots, you know, they said they're, like, $16,000. Have you seen, like, some of, like, the influencers out there, they've bought these, and then they beat them up. And it is really quite disturbing because the robot will, like, try to run away, and they basically kill the robot. And it really is kind of disturbing.
Is it sad for the robot?
It's disturbing to watch. I forget which one it was. Is it Kai Kement?
What?
Kai Cenat.
Kai Cenat.
The big streamer guy who's on all the celebrity games.
It was like that crew, and I don't know. There's a handful of streamers that like you know that are a big deal, And they bought one of these.
Drewski, he's at the ESPYs tonight.
Yeah, they bought one of these humanoid robots, and it's in their living room, and they're like laughing, but they're literally like beating it up. Like it's, they're like, hey, bring us a tray, and they're tripping it, and they knock it over, and they're kicking it, and the robot's like struggling to get up, and they're like, I mean, it's a robot, it doesn't have feelings.
But they're bullying this bot.
But watching them beat it, you're like, it was one of the harder things to watch. And you're like, that right there is one day why robots will end up killing us all. Because a group of people think it's hilarious to kick the living hell out of something. And I think the idea is, like, if you're doing that to a robot, you know you want to do that to other things. And you probably have done it to other things. It's like a disturbing trend. And so that became kind of a popular thing. It's like when... Remember the little thing that was trying to hitchhike across the country? Remember that little robot?
Oh, yeah.
And someone destroyed it. It made it like 2 days. And then like outside of Philadelphia or something, someone just beat the hell out of it. And like some people think that that's like a human condition. Like we're just inherently terrible. If you take enjoyment off of destroying something like that.
Some people think that?
Yeah.
Isn't that truth?
I would think so. But I just didn't think I would
There's no other reason to do that.
Well, I didn't think I'd have a visceral reaction to someone. Like, if I saw someone beating up a PlayStation, I wouldn't care. But there's something odd about the robot trying to get up, the robot trying to get away and being drugged back and beaten that is really hard to watch. There's a human element to it. And is it really a stretch to go from robot to animal to human, you know? I feel like if you can do that and you get enjoyment out of doing that to a robot, I feel like there's not much difference in an animal. And if you can do it to an animal, I don't think it's much different than doing it to a person.
So that's the thing, is it sounds like it may not be disturbing because of how the robot reacts and what happens to it, but that you can see that behavior from a human.
Yes.
Well, it's too human-like, so it takes your brain to a place that's what a human would react like.
Yes. 100%. And it doesn't...
One user says, let it walk around the parking lot by Macy's. I bet it will get robbed.
That's probably true.
And then Jake the Rizbot pulls out a machete and sliced them all up.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's only... as I was watching that, one, I felt sad. But two, it made me think about what happens one day when the robot decides that it doesn't have to take this.
Well, we've seen some like anecdotes about this before, companies that have AI, and they have copied themselves and tried to replicate and try to fight back against their programmers and controllers. Like, it's already going down that road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the one thing, I don't do the whole, you know, oh, the world's dying and, you know, it's, you know, doomsday and, you know, we find a way to move on. Every generation has their, this is going to be the end of us. And, you know, the devil music and rock and roll and, you know, Christian country and, you know, country's losing our way. If you didn't elect me, then this country would go to hell.
The gays, am I right?
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. You know, the foreigners and there's all this crap. But it really does. Boy, I'll tell you what, the AI thing, and you kick that thing 15, 20 years down the road, I really do have concerns that is going to be a problem that we are just going to look back and be like, oh my God, we did it to ourselves. It just, you know, all the factory jobs, all the manufacturing stuff, how many people are being put out of work. And
we will also look back and see warning signs like this, where we talked about, this could be going that way, and we just didn't stop.
You already have people that are proposing and having sexual and intimate relationships with phones. Ooh. Just disembodied AI voices. And you know the robot sex dolls are right around the corner, and like we are literally digging our own
around
graves.
The corner. Check my closet, bro. Yeah. I can go and use sex doll from here out.
Yep.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right. Why are you going there?
What's coming up next, Buckley?
Let me look. It would be...
Should I know that?
ESPN National Programming.
Ah, yeah.
Love.
Probably Freddie Coleman.
Dude.
No, maybe a little ESPYs reacts.
I love ESPN Overnight Programming.
I do too. I'm going to go home, have a couple drinks. Watch the little British Open.
I got a Timbers game to go to.
I'll probably fall asleep before the first tea time, but
you will.
I'm going to try. Everybody have a great night, okay? We love you. You are loved, all of you. We love each and every one of you. Okay?
Except for you robot abusers.
And we are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain.